Blog Talk Radio. Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. My brothers and sisters, Straightway Truth Ministry. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glad each and every last one of you are here tonight. We have a very interesting broadcast for you. Very interesting broadcast. And remember this, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Glory to the King. All right. Hallelujah. I'm sure that a lot of people, you know, a lot of Israelites, y'all can feel the hand of the reset I've been talking about, because I'm making sure that everybody feels it. Because we got a lot of work to do in a short period of time. A lot of work to do in a short period of time. It's good seeing y'all here tonight. Glad y'all here. Oh, boy. Let me see. We got Passover coming up. Of course, most of you will be here anyway, so y'all be here for Shabbat service. And, of course, the saints, you know, you can arrive as early as the 20th. Of course, I think by then, I got to get the dates locked down. Pastor Muir, I need you to talk to Frogman. And I've heard about it and rumors of it, but please send me the dates to actually Goshen 002. And as well, I'm behind on your patron letters and emails. I am catching up on phone calls. I'm catching up on a lot of stuff. I really truly am. But when little Josiah was born, they kind of threw us off, and then it took us about a week to recover. Speaking of that, y'all know I like giving y'all updates. So I'm going to bring Josiah in here so I can let him. He may be asleep, knowing him, but I know a lot of saints like seeing updates of him. And I appreciate it, too. I mean, you know, I love all the little children. Y'all see me hold many, many children on this broadcast. But I definitely love my little son, man. He's doing so good. He's fussing right now. Is he fussing? He's making his noises. You know, I figured out what it was. It's these lights. These lights are too bright. See, listen to me. No, don't turn it off. If you turn it off, I ain't going to be able to see nothing. You sound cool, man. Help me out, man. You hear him? Y'all hear him? He just doing his little thing. Anyway, this is little Josiah right here. And he's doing well. He's in the 6-pound club now. And you can tell he's getting fat because look at them jaws. Oh, look at them jaws. And then this modular food storage unit right here. All right, here you go, Mama. All right, so y'all appreciate y'all prayers. And, of course, if his mother, Summer, got anything to do with it, she's going to try to make him the fattest baby in the world. I don't know what it is, but they just do stuff like they want fat babies. Yep, Elder Kabir said he looks like a little faster now. Glory to the King. Excuse me. We got tax court coming up the 16th of January. And, of course, you know, I've been really busy with that with Elder Kabir and Brother Baldwin. And I've been trying my best. Listen, people, I really, truly have been trying my best to return phone calls and answer emails. Just that we had somewhat of a little, I don't know if you want to call it a crisis or not. But, you know, when we had to give our attention to little dude to make sure he's well, fine, it's good, that's good. We're working hard. We're doing our work. We're doing a lot up at the hood during this dead season. Wow, we're all still about to watch. I'm trying to see what else I got. I'm kind of had to remove a few things there. Only... Week. Okay. All right. Well, glory to the King. All right, and the Sabbath, unless he has something else pending that he just can't get loose there. Sabbath, January the 27th, Pastor Muir will be preaching a message here at Straightway. And it's going to be a joy to be able to see Pastor Muir here. And believe me, Pastor Muir, he didn't even know it. He just heard about it. It's his first time hearing about it as well. Glory to the King. So Pastor Muir will be preaching Shabbat message on the 27th of January here at the Hub. Glory to the King. I hope everybody's doing well and that you're staying in touch with the videos over there at Patreon. Glory to the King. I'm elated and I'm ecstatic and excited that YouTube is no longer getting 30% of your offerings that you give by Super Chat. That many of you have chosen to go either the PayPal route or the Cash App route. And, of course, they're included down here below right here if you choose to donate to the work of the ministry. Glory to the King. Elder Ralph said that reaction from Shepherd Muir. Hallelujah. We have been enduring some very serious cold weather. It was 21 degrees here this morning. Now, don't get me wrong. We have wood. We have plenty of wood. We just don't have all the wood that I would like for us to have. And of course, that's going to be a priority here again this year. I told Brother Bud, he's our master builder out here on the land. I told Brother Bud, I said, you ain't got to worry about it. We won't be starting any new buildings out here at Straightway in the Roman year of 2024. Because we're going to finish these buildings and everything else we got started. We got a lot of irons in the fire. We're going to get them all done because we're not going to start another. I don't care how great the temptation is. We're just simply not going to do it until we finish these buildings that we have already started. And hallelujah. And that's what we're going to do. We got a couple of homes we have to finish as well. And we thank the Father for that. And then maybe in 2025, we'll go ahead and build a duplex or fourplex, maybe in between Brother Brent and Brother Ray's house, which we'll be able to house more saints. Glory to the King. That's what it's all about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, so, hey, appreciate the offers y'all giving here to Cash App. Glory to the King. Well, myself and Elder Craig goes, and of course here goes again. Everybody already knows about that jackleg brother Yashaw. I'm only calling him a brother. His name is just Yashaw, whatever his name is. How he's fleeced the flock of Yah down in the DMV. We've totally disbanded DMV, all because of that charlatan. And the saints is in a lot of debt. So Brother Jesse out in California, he's gotten free because we've been able to sell, or he has been able to sell that home over in DMV. And of course, myself and Elder Craig has helped him out on closing costs because, you know, between them and the buyer, they have to actually agree on the price for the closing costs. They kind of share it. Everything is just about Felicia. It's just about getting it in. And, of course, I'm open this week coming up. I think it's Brother Demetrius. Man, you need to be calling me. Contact me, man, because by the time I wake up every morning, stuff just slips my mind. You need to call me and contact me some way, somehow. Because Straightway, we got this pull-behind travel trailer, right? It's a big one. And I've got to take $43,000 of y'all's money and use it to pay a debt that we didn't even incur. The Elder Crago of Straightway, Tennessee, he paid $40,000+ for a dually for a debt that he didn't incur. And then he gifted it to Straightway, Georgia. Now they have a dually down there. Glory to the King. They're going to need one. And so, I mean, the ministry is already out. Hundreds of thousands of dollars just getting the people debt-free based on somebody who acted like, and you could tell how you wanted the preeminence so bad. But I want all you Israelites and all you brothers and sisters, listen, there's nobody in this ministry going to tell you to go in debt in order to sustain either a family or community. That ain't the way we function. We walk by faith and not by sight. And the one reason why we're having this reset here is because I personally want to see the hand of Yah upon every one of these home fellowships and upon every one of these communities. I want to see Yah's hand is there. Because if Yah's hand is there, he'll be able to sustain each and every place. And that's the test that is going on right now. Glory to the King. It gives us the ability to be able to either brag on you or we find out something else. Hallelujah. That's just a fact. But I'm tightening up everything. I'm tightening the screws. I'm tightening the latches because I personally don't think that a minister as a whole, we're serious enough. I don't think we're serious enough. I don't think we're dedicated enough. And tonight's broadcast is going to prove that. I'm going to prove just to tonight's broadcast right here that most of you that are in this ministry with me, most of you just play lip service. We're going to test that both. You just play lip service. Not that you are willing to be obedient. You're just doing lip service. And we're going to show you exactly what I'm talking about. Now, we all know that here in the United States of America, every single country that includes America, and I hope y'all listen to me, as well as everyone that used to be a warrior, meaning they were a soldier, a warrior, all right? Don't y'all listen real close. They used to be a warrior, and then, of course, once a man got off the battlefield and he lived through conflict, one thing a man wanted to do was just simply raise a family and live on a farm. That's pretty much what he wanted his life to be about. And by the way, if you don't have one of the new calendars, you should get it. It's really good. HolyDaysCalendar.com. Deacon Samuel has it in there. Y'all can care about it. Put a link in the chat room there. We've got quite a few of them on hand here as well, and we'll go over how we'll get them out to you and all that other good stuff. Hallelujah. But anyway, so the warriors end up becoming farmers. Are y'all listening to me? And after a couple of generations, after that warrior had a family, some children, the men grow up. They end up taking over the farm, and then they have children. And then once they pass on, their children end up taking over the farm. Hopefully that is being increased, and you have to spend less money on infrastructure. Since Dad, Pops, had the vision and the dream to be able to keep focused in the way we should be in life. And then after a few generations, you know what you have? You have a few generations that men have lost their fight. I mean, you think about it. If you just go back, this country right here was established on war. And people, they will fight about anything. They will fight over 1 cent tea tax. They will fight over a 1 cent, a half a cent tax for using a paper. They would have a civil war. I mean, they fought about everything. They fought and fought and fought. Today, the fight is all but gone out of man. All but gone out of man. Not only has the fight gone out of man, the farming has gone out of man. To where now, 99% of the population is 100% totally dependent upon the government. Is somebody listening to me? Are y'all hearing me tonight? Because I will say 95% of the population here in the United States of America can't fish and can't hunt. 95%. And so that tells me that a lot of people would literally be up a creek without a paddle. The logistical realities and the probabilities that we have facing us, the one thing that COVID should have taught every single one of us is a valuable lesson that as a country, as a community, we ain't ready. We are simply just not ready. Now, I'm going to require for y'all to answer and be very active in the chat room tonight. I'm going to ask pointed questions. Don't go mute on me. I want you to be able to prove your own self and prove your own work to see if you're really truly in this faith or not. I truly do. I want y'all to notice something. I want y'all to see something here. Brother Israel, pull up that map right here. I want y'all to see something. Do y'all see that map right there? That map is a map of, how do you say it? They are food processing plants. Food processing plants here in America that have all been burnt up or have had fires given to it. And you know what? Once they report on mainstream news media that these things have been burning, they never tell us, was it arson? They never tell us at all. They never tell us if it's arson. They never tell us at all if how it started, what way it started. It's just like it just goes away. It's kind of like, you remember when Joe Biden abruptly withdrew all the forces from Afghanistan and left over 200-something Americans over there? Has anybody heard anything about the Americans they got abandoned? Are they back home? Why news media is not, I mean, if they were home, would news media be out in front of it? Would they be glad to gloat over something like that since everything we hear about in this world is death, hell, and destruction, murder, debauchery, lewdness? I mean, it would be nice to hear that some Americans got free. I mean, this is the moral compass of America here in this country. Brittany Reeder, not Brittany Reeder, I think I got her, I think it's somebody else, but you know that basketball player, that WNBA basketball player that got caught over in Russia with CBD. The Biden administration negotiated her release and left the Marine over there that is still in jail over in Russia. See what I'm talking about? Is that not crazy? The Marine should have been the one freed. Leave the lesbian over there locked up in prison. Brittany Griner, that's right, Pastor. But is that not crazy? I haven't heard anything about the Marine being freed. What is really going on? I told y'all. And then today, some of y'all know about a brother by the name of Mike Glover. He has a YouTube channel. Busy about his business, and Mike Glover has been put on a terrorist watch list. Mind you, he's a retired sergeant major of the Special Forces. He worked for the CIA. He's done, I mean, an impeccable career. Does a lot of combatives training online, teaching people how to defend themselves, and all kind of stuff. And they put him on a terrorist watch list. That's the thanks you get for being a soldier here in America. And you know, it would be nice if we could get out front of this and warn all the younger people going in, because you know the recruiter's not going to tell them. You know that they're not going to learn this stuff in high school. But if somebody could get out there and tell them the realities of what's going to pretty much take place and how your country is going to treat you when you become a veteran. I tell you, it's just sickening. It's crazy what's going on in this world. And, but have you noticed, when you look at that map right there, the attack that has been on food plants here in America within the last 5 years? I mean, they're literally burning to the ground. Look at all the food plants. Our entire agricultural system is chemicals and built upon fossil fuels. And let's just get to the reality of something. If all those plants are closed, or either burnt to the ground, America's not eating. America, as it stands, only has 8 days of food stores. And I'm going to need you veterans. I'm going to need Ranger and Frogman to chime in on this broadcast tonight, too, in the chat room. Because I realize when I talk like this and I begin to try to speak like this, that I sound like someone who's caught up in the matrix, on a nutcase or something like that. And all I'm trying to do is just help wake people up. Thank you for being there close to Yah Ministries. Hallelujah, my brother. Keep going. But y'all are really, truly listening to me. 3 or 4 corporations in this country have control of all the grain and all pretty much all the food in the United States of America. Y'all understand that, right? That is not looking too good for any of us. And as I get older, I start thinking about a lot of things, wondering what we are leaving for our children. See, I'm not like people that just get out here and say words and then there's no action behind my words. If I say it, I mean what I say. I say what I mean. And I usually get right on it to show you that I mean, that I'm convicted about what I'm saying. And that conviction is going to be shown in a lifestyle. I'm seriously concerned about the next generation. Because the way things are going here in America, to me, it seems like America is going back to third world order status. And I tell you why. We done had our 200-year empire run. And if you go back and look at history, empires within the last couple of thousand years have only had like a 200 to 250-year run, and then that's it. And we're already on a decline. I think I heard right. We spent $3 trillion in less than 6 months in this country. And the national debt right now is sitting at $34 trillion. That's not including Medicaid, Medicare, and unfunded liabilities, which I think it just puts us at like $300 trillion. And there's just no way. There literally is no way. And so, that's right, Elder Becker says the powers that be have been monopolizing the food sources for a bit. Now, Elder Becker is talking right. He's joining the same mind as me. The only difference is that here straightway we're doing something about it. And watch this. Watch this. I'm going to tell you what I got to say. See, here straightway, we're probably maybe 53% of being food self-reliant as far as the communities go. And mind you, we've been doing this for a while, and we're not even at the 70, 80, 90%. Just being flat out honest, we don't have all the food stored that we need. We don't have all the logistical supplies that we need. I think we're somewhere maybe at 53%, and I'm probably being very liberal at that. If we're there, where are you, the rest of you communities and homesteads? Because I know y'all not even within the same ballpark or the field that we are. Come on, let's be honest. What do you think you're at on reliable food sustainability right now? Homesteads, communities, answer. I'm going to show y'all something. Because if I don't continue to talk about this, we ain't going to get serious. Thank you, Mike Grizzler. You can take that map down, my brother. Come on, let's be for real. Have I not been screaming, hollering, shouting to the rooftop? Because when I say that we're at 53% maybe of food storage, I'm talking about we at best may have, we may be able to sustain ourselves maybe 3 years. Maybe 3 years. But that's 3 years to where we're rationing food at a serious level and at a serious discipline. Y'all see what I'm talking about? Y'all see what I'm talking about? I'm glad everybody's chiming in, because now I'm going to go to the next level. Y'all want to hear this? So suppose in this country that we find ourselves in some type of conflict. Let's say we're in some type of conflict. And I'm not saying like there's going to be another country coming in to invade us or something like that. That would be pretty stupid on their part. But think about this for a second. You know what? Before I go on this, I'm going to put some more questions out here. Y'all ready for some more questions? Come on, because I want y'all to see. I want everybody to see. It's time out for talk. It really truly is. Now, how many of you remember when I said go out and buy at least 50 liters of vodka? I'm talking about those big bottles of vodka, cheap vodka you can get 50 liters of them. 50 liters of it. How many of you communities in homestead have it? Chime in how much you got. How much do you have on hand? And then if you got it on hand, send me a picture of it. Because I can send you a picture of what we got. Come on. I'm looking at this board right here. I'm looking at this chat room. I told y'all to get at least 50. Have at least 50 on hand. Elder Mitchell them say, we got 80. Yeah, that's where we're somewhere along in there. So, I mean, it's getting quiet in here now. And mind you, and the book says, over in Hebrews 13:17, obey them to have a rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. See, Elder Kabir said we got 100. I may not catch everybody. If I didn't catch you, type it in there again. Because I want to know. I want to know. See what I mean? Blessed are not the hearers of the word. Well, you just gave us a word. That ain't the word. Here we go again, isn't it? But the doers. So how many of y'all that say you love Pastor Dow, you submit to Pastor Dow, you believe in what he said, you believe in his leadership, where's your 50 bottles of vodka at? Where is it? And why do you think that I said, go get it? See, most of you are not as obedient as you would like to think people make them to believe that you're submissive and you're obedient, but when it comes to actually doing, you're not. And you're going to find yourself under curses. Huh? How many ready for the next one? Y'all ready for the next one? See, when I tell y'all that we hitting the reset button, we got to redo this thing, it's because of attitudes and actions like this. I mean, I even got people like that I ain't even put the onus on. And they got at least a few of them. Straightway South Carolina don't even have a community. They got 49 leaders. And mind you, when I say 50, that's just the bare minimum. That's all that is the bare minimum. The next one. How many of you actually went out and start purchasing the 50-pound bags of salt for the purpose of being able to salt meat in case the grid goes down or electric goes down? And you got so many things you can do with salt. How many of y'all went out and bought it? How many of y'all believe the warning so much that you moved with fear and you went and got the salt? Chime on in. Communities, homesteads, brothers and sisters, hallelujah. I'm glad to see that people are doing that. Glory to the King. I'm glad. Hallelujah. Because we're going to need this stuff. And when I begin to speak a little bit later on in the broadcast, you're going to see why even more so. See, I want to do this because I want to see how many people who say they're with us, but they're really not with us. They're with us in word, but they're not with us in deed. Hallelujah. How many of y'all communities have multiple forms of being able to start a fire, i.e. a Fresnel lens, over 50 lighters, flint? I mean, how many of y'all out there have it? Come on. Let's go. How many got it? Because we're going to revisit this again maybe in a few months. Because the majority of you don't know anything about wildcrafting. You don't know how to go out there and get two sticks. You don't even know what kind of sticks to get in order to be able to start a fire. But thank y'all for modern technology. We can go out and buy a big. I mean, how many of y'all have waterproof matches? And my personal thing, I personally think it would be wise to get a Fresnel lens. I got to make sure that in my go bag or bug-in bag, that I still have it. If not, I need to try to make sure I can get some more. Because it's been a long time since we visited that. How many of y'all remember the video I did over 10, 12 years ago where I'm standing out in the snow in a t-shirt, 30-something degrees, And y'all see me use this flimsy piece of plastic called a president and start a fire from the sun. Y'all remember that? And how many of this, y'all ready for the next one? You ready for the next one? See, churches, they're too busy being religious. People, they're too busy talking about topics and subjects, nothing about real, true sustainability. How many of y'all have an abundant supply of stored rice? Stored rice. You may have to use a hell of a lot of oxygen exhausters and stuff to be able to store this stuff. How many of y'all have it? How many of y'all have at least a 1,000 to 2,000 pounds of stored rice? 1,000 to 2,000 pounds of stored rice. And you know just well as I do, we're talking about 1,000 to 2,000 pounds of stored rice. That ain't much at all. Glory to the King. You see, these are the questions and these are the things, Pastor Rubin said they got 2 years worth, hallelujah. They say these are the things that we all need to be really, truly looking at ourselves in the mirror about. And then, after you store it so long, you need to be able to rotate that stuff. Y'all ready for the next one? Now, this is mainly for communities. For communities. How many of you have at least a 3-year wood supply on your land right now? 3 years. Because you know the winter can get pretty brutal and it can kill a lot of people. So how many of you communities have at least 3 years of wood storage? 3 years. Now, brothers, I believe y'all. Y'all don't have to send it to me now. Y'all just tell y'all word, all right? 3 years of wood storage right now. Rangers say we have several different ways for fire. Hallelujah. We're on wood storage now. What about wood storage? The next one. Y'all ready? You ready for the next one? Let me know if y'all ready for the next one now. I'll give y'all time to answer that. Now, this could be anybody right here. How many of y'all, and I was going to put a number on it, but I don't want to put a number on it. But how many of y'all have an excessive amount? Let's say you got plenty of ammo. Because if we ever, you know, I asked about the ammo, okay? I'm going to show y'all something, all right? I'm going to show y'all where we need to get to. How many wants to see what Pastor Dow has in mind and what we need to get to? If you do, type in 7. Just type in 7, okay? All right, so here we go. A conflict or war. A conflict could be a skirmish, anything, something like that, a world without rule of law. And then if that's the case, then you have to establish your own law and your own boundaries. But I want to give y'all, I'm going to give y'all a picture before I get going on this, all right? The United States of America has just got finished with a 20-year war. I want y'all to listen to me, because what I'm stating is this is the mindset that we need to have here in America, but we don't have it. A 20-year war. The Afghan people were able to sustain a 20-year war against the most powerful country and empire in this world. And you know what? We still didn't defeat them. Genghis Khan didn't defeat them. The Russians didn't defeat them. The Britons didn't defeat them. We didn't defeat them. We took Talleyrand. 20-something years and billions of dollars later, the people still standing. And guess what? The day we left that country, the Taliban took over as if we ain't never been there. And mind you, we left them $80 billion worth of armament and our equipment. Do you know, anybody know the one thing that none of those countries could do against the Afghan people? That was one thing that Genghis Khan, Russia, Britain, and the United States of America, they could not beat of the Afghani people. Yeah, you're right, Brains. And Alexander the Great couldn't beat them either. Do you know what they couldn't beat, all of them put together? They could not beat those people's poverty. They can sustain a 20-year war, 20-year conflict. What I'm saying to us tonight, when I'm talking about all this, can you sustain yourself for 5 to 7 to 10 years in the midst of an environment to where there's conflict, to where you can't go to the box stores? You have to be locked down on your land, and you can't go nowhere. You're constantly surrounded in a hostile environment. See, we don't have that kind of mindset. We need that kind of mindset, but we don't have it. Because we are a welfare state-minded people. Think about that for a second. And mind you, they didn't fight against America with only 7.62, 5.56, 223, 9mm, 308 round. Somebody funded them to be able to give them RPGs, rocket propelled grenades, in order to fight back. Somebody funded. We don't, in America, we're not going to have an outside source funding us for nothing. Ranger said, Afghan people said, yeah, you got all the fancy watches, but we got all the time in the world. That's what I'm saying. And you, hey, if you've been in that region, it's poor compared to what we're used to. Y'all see how I'm trying to get us to think right now? And it's the responsibility of every community leader to make sure that the community is ready. It's responsibility of every head of the house to make sure your home is ready. I don't think that none of us are ready to sustain ourselves independently of this system for 5 years. I don't think it. I think it's an embarrassment. It's a sad test. Well, Pastor, I'm going to depend on y'all, okay? Okay, don't talk to me about this depend on y'all stuff, because I know exactly what that means. You may think you know what it means, but I know exactly what it means. We don't have the sustainability of the Afghani people. We're spoiled. We're soft. We're rotten. We don't have a tribal mentality. We talk about it. We sing songs. But we don't have that mentality, though. We're too selfish, self-centered. self-focused, self-absorbed. We're too full of envy and jealousy. We have too much strife still left in us. How the hell can we even defeat? Hey, we have so much conflict amongst ourselves. The enemy, all he needs to do is just leave us to ourselves. See, because if we ever found ourselves in a hostile environment like this, and you just happen to find yourself at straightway during that time, you ain't going to like me. As a matter of fact, I know you're not going to like me. Because you're going to see a horse of a total different person than what you're accustomed to seeing right here. And at that time, I'm not here to be liked or loved. I'm here to get a job done for the survival of our people. And some of you soft-minded people who just simply don't get it. You don't have the know-how. You don't have the experience. You don't have the wisdom and the foreknowledge to be able to direct the people in the way that they should go. It has nothing to do with your sorry emotions or your feelings. It has to do with the accomplishment of the mission and the survival of our people for generations to come. Hell, my own family may not even like me. But if you ever got to that point of something like that, man, you can throw out all that other crap and junk. Do y'all know that here in America, considering the majority of the food places are actually being burnt, do y'all know there's only allotted to every American is somewhere along about maybe 8 pounds of meat? That's it. And if you don't know how to hunt, and at that time, especially here in the South, ain't nobody going to stand a chance because there's nothing but gun bunnies down here. They kill everything. You're going to end up in a conflict with your neighbor, but do you know how to handle it? You see, we're waiting for the Most High to give us a vision and a dream. Let's go to Genesis 41:45. Oh, yeah, I know I'm right. I'm 100% right. And the people in here have been listening to me any length of time. They'll tell you, I'm a one-string banjo that stay in tune. I ain't never went out of tune yet. Because I want to make sure that when I preach and teach these things, I want to make sure they don't slip. And some of us, we're just simply too soft. Just way too damn soft. No, we don't eat unclean food. I don't care what the world says. Genesis 41, starting verse 45, and the book says, and Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Phaneas, and he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Mizraim. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from his presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the 7 plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up all the food for 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities and the food of the field, which were around about every city, laid he up in the same. Now, that's translation right there. I understand that. But we ain't storing no grain in no cities. And Joseph gathered the corn as the sand of the sea, very much until he left numbering, for it was without number. And unto Joseph were born 2 sons, before the years of the famine came, was Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh. For Yah, he said, have made me to forget my toil and my father's house. Wow. And now most of you still trying to remember your house. Now here's an example right here. Joseph said, he has blessed me, Yah has blessed me so much through the Mizrites, that he's made me forget my toil because of this beautiful wife I have and my two sons. And he's made me to forget my father's house. All of it. He has turned the page. He's moved on. Kind of like the book says in Psalm 45, verse 10. Let me go over here real quick and we're coming right back. Psalms 45, verse 10. Hearken, O daughters, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thy own people and thy father's house. So, there it is written over here in Tehillim, and it's written over here in Bereshit. Seem to be systemic when it's time to move on, don't it? Think about that for a second. And today, we're trying to do every damn thing we can to remember father's house. I mean, man, we're trying to remember everything but what Yah tells us to remember. Crazy, isn't it? Out of touch. And then, and the name of the second, called Ephraim, Genesis 41:52, for Yah caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Is this not the land of our affliction here in America? Yah can cause us to even be fruitful over here if we will just obey him. Well, he told Joseph, this is what to do. Who the hell y'all think I am? I ain't Joseph, but I ain't Pastor Dow. I've been trying to tell us for I can't tell you how long what we need to do. I'd love to come and pull an inventory on every community, every homestead, and some of you brothers and sisters who say that y'all are. But I'm just going to take you at your word. For Yah called me to be fruitful in my land, in the land of my affliction. And the 7 years of plenty that was in the land of Egypt were ended. And the 7 years of dirt began to come, according as Joseph had said. And the dirt was in all the lands, but in all the lands of Egypt, there was no bread. I mean, there was bread. You know the reason why? Because Joseph was there. I'm trying to tell y'all the same thing. There's going to be bread in our land because I'm here. You better believe it. I've watched y'all bless me over the years and bless you. Brought you to this ministry, to this man of Yah, and he has took you to higher heights that you would have never even accomplished in this world on your own. Y'all is just good. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph. What he say to you, do. Now mind you, that's something, because you got an Israelite in Egypt, and the Pharaoh made him second in command behind him, and Pharaoh instructed him, go do whatever this man tells you. And the famine was over all the, not just Egypt, but all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened up the storehouses and sold them to the Egyptians. Notice, his people first. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands. You know why? Because where Joseph was, the man of Yah in that generation he got direction from Yah. Yah wasn't dealing with all these other nations, only with Joseph, his chosen one. And because Joseph was in Mizraim, chosen of Yah, he was able to sustain Mizraim, Egypt. I'm sure all these other countries, they got their gods, they got their pronosticators, they have all these palm readers and tarot card readers and zodiac signs and crystals, and I mean, they got everybody out there pretending stuff, but it's amazing how their gods didn't tell them about the 7 years of plenteous and the 7 years of famine. Only Yahweh Elohim spoke to Yosef and Yosef only, and he was able to sustain himself and all of Egypt. And he forgot his Israelite family. Yah made him forget all of his affliction. And Yah sustained him. So what about the other 11, 10, 11 tribes? What about the mother brothers? They were still Israel, but they wasn't blessed because they wasn't a man of Yah at that time. Joseph was. Ooh-wee. Y'all better hear me. Y'all better hear me. Y'all hear what we're saying, right? So going back over here for a second, you hear exactly what I'm saying. Is everybody all right? Everybody doing good? Well, Pastor Dow, I just shut up. I don't even want to hear. Well, Pastor Dow, if you could just be a little bit more kinder and nicer to it. I've been kind and nice long enough. And you've been too kind and too nice to yourself. How many times? Thank you, baby. How many times over the years, how many of y'all remember this? And if you can remember that I said it, just say you remember. And I proposed it as a question like this. I did it a long, long time ago. Forgot where I probably got it from. Ain't nothing new on the sun. Probably got it from somewhere. But I tell you what is true. Check this. Check this out. I said to all of us, I said, if you were the devil, and you ain't the devil, just say if you was, what would be the first thing you need to do to get people to submit, to receive the mark, to fall? Is it not food? Food is one of the greatest temptations that there is, and most of you are failing immensely today. Food. Y'all better hear me. Y'all better hear me. Most of y'all are failing immensely today. Your appetite is your God. You're morbidly obese. You're at ease in Zion. It's your downfall. It's going to be your downfall. Because I'm going to tell you, watch this. So you're all out of food storage. It's all gone. And you got the government that's got food. And they got lines that you can go stand in to get some food. But you and your neighbors ain't got none. I'm going to tell you exactly what you're going to do. You're going to go to the government. Yeah, you are. Because when that family began to cry out, when those children began to cry out, guess what? You're going to capitulate. Oh, I know I won't. I'll die. Okay, yeah, yeah, I hear you. I hear you. It's like I had somebody some time ago, they told me, well, Pastor Dow, I can sustain myself on beans and rice. Oh, yeah, he could probably do that. Maybe about 20 days. Maybe 20 days. I would think earlier that when Dave, for sure by the time day 21 comes, there's a spirit inside of you that's going to look at that food, even though it's the only food left. You're going to say, I ain't going to eat it. Most of you people think I'm making this stuff up. I'm telling you, you're going to say, I am not going to eat that. I don't give a damn. Oh, boy. Sometimes I think I'm one that's beateth the wind, beateth the air. But I've eaten the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. See, the problem is that you don't know humanity, especially your own. You're literally going to get to the point because you're undisciplined. You're going to take that bowl of rice and that damn beans and throw them across the damn field before you eat them again. I ain't eating that. Especially if your mind know that there's a can of peaches over there. Then starts the insurrection. Then starts the murmuring. Then starts the complaining. Then starts the civil war where now brother is getting ready to fight and kill another brother because somebody can't toe the line. Now, listen. Some of you military guys in there, you think, come on, let them know. Come on now. Let them know. If I'm just talking out the side of my neck. Father, just help us. You're already helping us as much as you can. I mean, you're delivering us your truth. I'm telling y'all better get this. Y'all had better get this. You better stop running around undisciplined. Undisciplined, I'm telling you. You better get a hold of yourself. You better start looking at those children and having more love for them than you do yourself. Did I just say something wrong? Have I been saying something wrong all night long? Oh, mercy. Let's go back. Let's just go back for a second and answer the question. Are you ready for the next one? How many of you, because I don't want y'all to lose heart. The only way you lose heart is when you're disobedient, you haven't done what you know you should have been doing. That's the only way you lose heart. Other than that, you stay pretty damn well motivated. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to need my reliable brothers and sisters at Straightway when and if and ever the proverbial crap hits the fan, I'm going to need them. I mean, how many of y'all have a plan for your communities that if crap did hit the fan, everybody knows what to do? It's been a long time since I went over that Straightway. We even slipping in that area. Now we're talking about it. Man, I got to get back on this again. I definitely got to get back on. Because everybody has a job to perform, everything to do. And that area, we ain't ready. Now, we got some damn good guns here. Man, we got some guns here. Boy, we got some damn good guns here Straightway. But everybody don't know what to do. It would be utter total chaos without direction and order. You got to appoint team leaders to be able to manage the people and stuff. And everybody has to be in the right place at the right time and doing their job with nobody looking over their shoulder without somebody that's going to try to take advantage of the people by taking more than what they need. Whew. All praise to the Most High Yah. All praise to the Most High Yah. Because y'all know we need to hear this tonight. Y'all know we need to hear this tonight. You know we need to hear this tonight. Always room for improvement. All it takes is just do a little bit each day and reinforce it, man, and we'll be there. Everybody will be ready. How many of y'all remember what happened to COVID, right? How many of y'all been storing extra paper goods? Diapers. When I'm talking about diapers, I'm mostly talking about cloth diapers. Not this damn, because you take up all the damn storage room getting these damn diapers, because babies still going to be coming. In the old days when there was no such thing as disposable diapers when I was born. It was all cloth diapers. I got a picture up here, man. If I can look at it right now, I'm in a cloth diaper. At least you can wash them and reuse them again. And you know, it's hard as hell to find cloth diapers today. And you can use them for a plethora of things. Communities, when y'all go out, look for cloth diapers. We're going to need cloth diapers. Are y'all hearing me? Man. We're going to need them. You're going to need some feminine hygiene. And Sister Allison, she had a business selling that stuff. You're going to need that. And not only do you need feminine hygiene for the woman's monthly, but you also going to need it. Hey, it's a damn good thing to help for gunshot wounds. Man, I'm not going to go over all this all day long. But, man, y'all need to listen and then have the heart to obey when you listen. I'm not just up here preaching and teaching for my help. I'm trying to help save Yah's people's soul alive. And all I can do is cry loud, spare not, lift up my voice like a trumpet, and show Israel their sins. I know I'm one that rebuketh in the gate, so I full well accept I'm going to be hated. I'm fully accepted in that. I got it. I get it. And remember, I'm always right when I'm dealing with everybody else, but I'm wrong when I get to you. No, I'm still right. Even when I get to you, I'm still right. Who wants to hear a very profound quote from Thomas Paine? Anybody? Oh, bless y'all, Israel. I love y'all, Israel. I love you enough to tell you the truth. You do put in a three if you want to hear it. Well, here it comes. Hope y'all listening. Thomas Paine said, I prefer peace. You know what he said? He says, I prefer peace. Is that not all of our preferences? We all prefer peace. But if trouble must come, let it come in my time so that my children can live in peace. Man, that's profound. That is profound. That is extremely profound. Yeah, we got a lot of retired military in the ministry. We do. That is profound. I prefer peace, but if trouble must come, let it come in my time so that my children can live in peace. Man, that's beautiful. And mind you, I got a help Straightway George East a little bit more. Bro, Robert, you're going to be hearing from me in the next few days, brother. We got a few things we need to take care of and get straight down there. Now, translation, what he's saying is, listen, I'm an adult, I'm grown, the responsibility and the onus of the security and the protection of my family is on me. It's literally on me. Now, if trouble comes, I'm ready for it to come with me. Because I don't put myself in a position to be trained up, to be a warrior, to be able to fight, and if I die, good, I hope I done live long enough to fight long enough that at the end of this conflict and stuff, I hope my children can at least have peace. That's what the whole thing is about. Because remember what the commandment said. Everything we do is not about us. It's about the children's children. And we have to teach them the laws, the statutes, and the commandments of the Most High Yah. Morning, evening. We always got to talk to them about Yah. America, I wouldn't bank on that war and conflict is not coming in our time. I wouldn't bank on it at all. I wouldn't bank on war and conflict not coming in our time at all because I simply don't trust anything that any politician says. I just don't. You know over the years that I've told you, sustain yourselves. Protect yourselves. Invest in yourselves. Guard yourselves. Now, the next thing we need is saints, here within the next 6 months, y'all need to get at least 10 to 20 bottles of hard whiskey. 10 to 20 bottles of hard whiskey. Because when you got the wintertime coming, you got these congestive issues and these coughs and stuff. You need that whiskey to be able to put some lemon and some honey and stuff. Them hot toddies that old grandma and all of them used to make. You know, grandma and them never drank nothing stuff before. When it came time, wintertime and stuff, they made them hot toddies. Man, I remember when grandma used to give me. And so I was like, what is this? She didn't tell me what it was, so I just drank it. And I would drink it, I was like, man! Woo, you're talking about something with a punch, boy. And what is it? Well, get you some damn wild turkey. Just get some whiskey. Man, everybody know what whiskey is now. They ain't got to be the stuff, but I'll tell you what. Woo-wee! All this stuff I'm talking about, Israel, is stuff that we need to keep at the forefront of our mind. All right, I got one more. One more. Y'all ready? Communities, homesteads. Y'all ready? I love y'all. I truly do. I love y'all. You see, my grandma used to put whiskey in her hot toddy. Yeah. You better believe it. All right, here's the next one. How many of y'all got fuel tanks, stores that's full of diesel or kerosene or unleaded gas? Diesel, kerosene, unleaded. I mean, you got a lot of fuel storage, a lot of it. And then you need to buy, I forget what they call it, but they got some stuff you need to put in there each year to sustain the quality of the fuel if it's not being used. Because I know I told y'all to do this. Why don't you have it? And right now, believe it or not, hope y'all hear me, Israel, it's probably cheaper, your fuel stabilizer. Thank you, Brother Sammy. Thank you, Deacon. So right now, believe it or not, it's probably cheaper to go to the damn gas pump or either find someplace like a co-op, somebody that can deliver fuel to your tanks and stuff. It's cheaper now to buy gas now than it is, than it has been in the last 6 months. You know what's happening, right? Everybody know what's happening. If you don't know what's happening, if you want to know what's happening, type one in. I'm going to tell you what's happening. Hey, Elder Brent Crago, you need the B-R-I-G, you need to make a video of that and put it out on your channel so everybody can be informed. So what's going on right now? Listen, we just turned into the Roman year of 2024, right? It's an election year. So the stock market is going to rise. They're going to have fuel prices. They're going to keep them low because the Democrats want to get the next puppet in. They sure ain't going to get that insane, schizophrenic-ass thing they call a damn president, that damn silhouette head. Anyway, called Biden his damn, don't even know if he damn coming or going. Hey, it's an election year. They're drumming and playing up. See, they know that you got a short-term memory. You're going to forget about all the inflation. You're going to forget about all the gas prices. You're going to forget about how your substance literally got wiped out from under you for paying all these extraordinary amount of prices and stuff. Now they got every damn thing low because we're heading into an election year. Hey, you know what I tell Israel right now? Listen, there are a lot of things you want to do. It goes to hell. Hey, listen. Sometimes you just get tired. I do. Sometimes you just do. But this is the time of the year that you want to do everything you can if you know you have building projects right now. And you know they're coming up here in the springtime. This is the time of the year because the futures markets on lumber is down right now. You want to go buy all the decking boards, buy all the OSB, buy all the lumber, all the materials you can get, and then take it to the big room when you go to Lowe's or something like that. Get all that you can get right now. So when the weather does break, it's time for you to build, and you don't have to continue to run down the road in the spring and summer and pay prices when it's at its peak. Oh, mercy. So, all these things I've talked about over the years, and believe me, I know how life works. Sometimes you get distracted and all that other stuff. Man, we got to stay sober. We got to stay the course. We've got to, Israel. We got to tighten up. The love with us has got to be real. It's got to be real. It's got to be real. Girl, I could write a book on how you're making me feel. I know I'll never find. Let me stop right now. All right. Woo. But I can tell you what, it's real. Glory to the King, Israel. So, the devil caused the man to fall by food, all right? They've been doing it for a long, long time, and he's still working on y'all, caused you to fail by food. I'm telling y'all. Let's go to Luke 14, Luke chapter 14. Let me pull up here. Luke chapter 14, and let's start over here. We can do the field. No, we'll go ahead then, and go to verse 31. Luke 14:31. Hallelujah. Glad y'all doing all right, Israel. Now, you stay focused now, okay? Now, listen. The way you do this thing is you get a little bit of stuff here and there when you can. And then over a period of time, you'll look back and go, wow, you know what? We got all this. We got it all. Don't try to go out there and buy it all at once because you're going to go broke. Or what king going to make war against another can sit him not down first. He sit down first. And consult would he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. So the king goes, you know what? We got a serious fight on our hands right here. So we got 10,000, they got 20. So we got two men for every one. How many can our men actually, how much do you think they can take? How about our defenses? We got to consider all this stuff. And look, or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he hasn't bought all his force up yet, he sent an ambassage and desired conditions of peace. In other words, the king, somebody is coming with their kingdom against you. You got to determine if you want to be wiped out as a nation or do you want to exist. Now, if you want to exist, more likely you're going to come to the table. You're going to have to parlay. And you're going to have to meet with conditions of peace. In other words, the one that's coming, he's probably going to have some conditions. You know, in the days of Troy, Agamemnon, the king, he was just running blitzkrieg over all the whole countryside of the Grecians. And, but he didn't want to destroy the nations or destroy the little small kingdoms where each one had a king. What he did was, he said, I tell you what, if you can agree to my terms, his terms were, you come and fight for me when I call, and you get to keep your kingdom, and we'll just join together. I mean, after all, when Agamemnon bought this big old gigantic force, man, who wouldn't want conditions of peace or something like that? Well, Troy said, we ain't doing it. And they got burnt to the ground. That's what happened. They got burnt to the ground. Yeah, but that's not only a movie, but that's reality, too. That's literal, that is flat-out literal history. That's correct history. And this is what this pastor's talking about, too. Or else, while the others are a great way off, he sent an ambassage and desired conditions of peace. So likewise, here's the key I want to get to, verse 33. Whosoever be of you that forsaketh not all that he had, he cannot be my... See, what the Father is getting to is, you got too much. You got too much, you can't release, you can't let go. See, it's easy to let go of something you ain't never had. It's a hell of a lot harder when it's been in your hand. That's the test. And Brother Darrow's right. Henry Kissinger, he said it. He who controls the food supply controls the people. Controls the whole world. Pastor Dow's been telling us a straight way for years. Everything I just went over tonight. And mind you, I didn't even go over everything. I just went over a few things. To put a defibrillator back on our minds so we don't lose heart, lose focus, lose vision. We know where we need to be. You see, today, this is the mindset of Americans today. They want to go out and get all the latest G-Wiz gadgets. And they got them. They just don't know how to use them. How many of you got a bow? Oh, I got a bow. You ever use it? No. How many of you got a nice run hunting rifle? Oh, I got one. You ever kill a deer with it? No. I mean, you got a firearm. Well, I got a firearm. You ever trained with it consistently? No. See, that's called self-deception. That's what that's called. That's called someone that is blinded and deceived of themselves. Now, mind you, I don't mind Israel. Hey, y'all count me an enemy all day long. I still ain't changing my damn speech. It's still going to be the same. I'm trying to help Israel people save their soul alive. See, up here, straight way. 6 to hit the fan, something could go down right now. I know for sure I got 4 trained warriors up here that we can at least do something. I know Frogman ain't keep them folks up at Ghost and Red. I know Ranger keep them folks ready down there in Camp Shalom. My only trouble is that I got brothers living on this land who too prideful to get trained. If I leave this land, I might as well put my wives up here to be able to guard everybody else on the land because they have better guns than the rest of these brothers. I'll put my wives up against any brothers besides Brother Brent, Brother Scott, Brother JC, and myself. I will put them up against any brother on this land in a shooting contest. And I'll throw a Mara in there as well. I might as well help them up front to guard the community after we gone. What I'm saying I ain't got the confidence in it. Because you carry a damn gun, that don't mean you know how to shoot it. That don't mean you know how to operate it. Woo-wee. Tell you what, Brother Israel, give us a break. We got about 5-10 more minutes, man, then we out of here after the break. I got a few things I need to say after the break. Give us a break here, my brother. I'll be right back.
Join Patreon with Pastor Dallas to get all the unfiltered truth. If you like what you see, support the work of the ministry with Cash App or PayPal.
The only one that can make you whole. Hallelujah. Spirit, body, and soul. Hallelujah.
Be sure to tune into Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Dow. Be sure to tune into the Shabbat Method with Pastor Dow. Connected to the Straightway Business Directory, products and services, and live feast day itinerary updates. If you want to know more about the Straightway Truth Ministry, visit www.straightway.com. Join Patreon with Pastor Dow to get all the unfiltered truth. If you like what you see, support the work of the ministry using Cash App or PayPal. Be sure to tune into Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Dow. Be sure to tune into the Shabbat Method with Pastor Dow.
You make a weak say that he is strong through the strength of the Messiah, the strength of the Messiah. Oh, yeah, let your kingdom come. Oh, heavenly Father. Oh, heavenly Father.
Okay. Head over to www.straightway.com. Be connected to the straightway.
All right, Israel, we back. You know that lovable pastor now. Ooh, that one that loves to make sure that y'all doing y'all's will. Listen, we're supposed to be a people sustaining of ourselves. And I remind you, I told you, anytime we get anything that has to do with any type of damn Federal Reserve notes, you see inflation is off the damn chain. You know, this is crazy. This is crazy. I want y'all to hear this, right? Now, y'all got to hear this. So myself and the brethren from Straightway, it was myself, Teacher Shane, Brother JC, Brother Brett, Brother Scott, and Brother McNeil. The six of us. We're coming back from Straightway, Alabama. We had just got finished doing that building. We was there from the 26th of November to the 30th of November. We did that building, right? Man, thank you for having me in your prayers. I need it. The Father knows that. Can I say this, Israel? Would y'all please pray for me? Pray for my strength, my resolve, my health, that I continue on fighting this good fight of faith and laying hold of eternal life. That the Most High Yah be His will give me long life and see good days, man, that I continue to keep leading us until my time is up. And after that, you know me, anybody that's a true Israelite want to go see the King anyway. Just keep me covered, man. And I want y'all to know something too, man. Anything that I do in this ministry is done all out of love. I don't have nothing personally against anybody. Well, except myself. I sometimes look at myself and have all kind of shit personal against me. But, hey, that's my own personal battle, though. But, man, we went. Okay, so we were going home, right? And, of course, you can stop any damn where. But anybody that's ever been to Five Guys, anybody, we know that their burgers and the way they cook their fries and stuff, it's some of the best, man. It's the regular old traditional burger and stuff, but they literally use, they don't use that same meat that McDonald's use. Damn. They use the good stuff. So we're about almost halfway home, and I said, damn, we better get something to eat. We better get it right now. So we stopped. Myself, Teacher Shane, Brother JC, Brother Brett, Brother Scott and Brother McNeil. All right? We stopped. Five Guys. Man, that's just six brothers. I think it cost me somewhere between $172 and $182 to eat. One meal. Woo-wee, I was like, you got to be damn kidding me. Hey, I didn't raise Sam nothing like that because we were hungry and we was hungry. We had to get up out of here and get on the road. We got stuff to do back here at home. And I was like, wow. How do people eat like this every damn day? And when I thought about that, I thought about, damn, I could have bought six. I could have bought 12 filet mignons at Sprouts for that much. 12 organic grass-fed filet mignons at Sprouts for that much. I remember, hey, Mother Carol, come here for a second, Mother. Man, this is something else, too. Maybe y'all had that same experience. See, when I have these experiences, all the thing they do is they help me to go, man, I need to take this extra money and start putting it in the stuff I know we can store and eat and sustain. So, where did we go? I think we went to North Carolina. We went to North Carolina. We ate at this fancy so-called restaurant, right?
That's
Blenders or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And tell the people the difference between the food there as well as the food here. And it was a nice restaurant.
It was a very nice, very expensive restaurant. Steak and, soul trimmings and everything. I think we ended up spending.
You got to worry about how much we spend. Don't even tell them. I'm ashamed of it.
It was terrible.
But
the steak was nowhere near compared to what
we
normally eat. So we left there very unsatisfied because it just really wasn't that good. We eat much better at home.
And all the time.
That was just to fill the belly.
Sister Zakiya be cooking, man.
Yeah.
She be cooking, man, up here. The sisters cook well, too. But we eat so damn good here at the community. It's like, this stuff is not better than ours. It's supposed to be a fancy restaurant. This stuff ain't better than our community. It ain't better than us. None of it.
No.
Am I right?
You're exactly right. I couldn't even finish my steak and stuff.
And that's all. Thank you, babe. So I'm sitting there thinking, and mind you, I be sitting there thinking all the time, like, man, think about this. What I could have spent that $180 on in food, some type of storage or something. Toothpaste, ammo, paper goods or something. Man, I could have got a hell of a lot more than that. Huh? I'm sitting there thinking, man, this is ridiculous, man. This is sad. So, hey, I tell you. Oh, Selena, come here for a second, babe. See, y'all get to hear it firsthand. Y'all get to hear it firsthand, you know I ain't making up nothing. All right, babe, you know you talk low, so you got to talk loud enough, right? So, what is Pastor Dow's usual breakfast every morning?
It's oatmeal and eggs. And sometimes bacon.
Did y'all hear what she said? Did y'all hear what she said? Did anybody hear it besides me? Because if you didn't hear it, I'll make her talk louder.
With no seasoning.
With no seasoning. No, they said they heard it. Hallelujah. Bless you. See? There's somebody, I'm good, baby. Oh, here you go. Hey, brand new in the family right here, and she just let y'all know exactly. And you know why she knows? Because she's cooking it. It's the same thing. I say, man, look, listen, don't get me wrong. Sometimes we're in a rush. And I tell them, man, get up a little bit early. Make the oatmeal, make the scrambled eggs, throw them all in there together, give me a little bit of butter on it, and every once in a while, if you got bacon, you got your dog, just give me the oatmeal and eggs. I would much rather eat that than go to damn Chick-fil-A and pay $45 for damn two or three people to eat. I just can't, sometimes I just can't do it. I just simply can't do it. And if we have got to go out and eat, and it's got to be fast. If it's for breakfast, it has to be Cracker Barrel. If it's for somewhere on lunch, it's got to be Panera Bread. It's got to be that. I ain't know Panera Bread works. Summer, my youngest side, Summer, she turned me on that. And they got some good damn food there. But damn! Don't go there with a family. Boy, that $100 bill going to about to get cut up big time. Yeah, beef bacon, man. We don't eat pork bacon. It's always beef bacon over here. Or turkey bacon is one or the other. But, hey, and that, those on rare occasions. For the most part, we usually just wait till we get back home. For the most part, we do. Because food is, the prices of it is so much out there. Especially that damn bread. Listen. Y'all don't want to eat none of that damn bread out there if you can help it. I'm, oh, God. Minimize as much as you can. You don't want that stuff. Well, anyway. The whole purpose of this broadcast tonight is to bring us back on center. again, and again. And besides this, not only this, many of you ain't drinking enough water during the winter. You're just simply not drinking enough water. You ain't drinking enough good, clean water. First thing you should do when you wake up in the morning is drink half a glass of water. First thing you should do when you wake up. Well, Pastor Di, I don't know about all that. Yeah, yeah, I know there's a lot of stuff you don't know about. I know one thing. I guarantee you Geno Jennings is not talking like this to the assembly who he say he loves. Y'all see him dealing with that demon, and the demon never did get cast out. They're trying to use that. First thing they did was put that out there in the front. Geno Jennings casting out devil. No, that devil manifested. You didn't do a damn thing about it. That's what really happened. And boys, y'all would notice that First Church Geno Jennings, they follow every single thing that Straightway does. What kind of spirit do they got on them that they're always there? Always there. They're under such a strong delusion, man. The pork chop eating pastors they got up there, and they sun gods worshiping Sunday, man. They just from a deception. Israel, I love y'all. I love y'all more than you can know. I know one damn thing. I love you enough to tell you the truth. It could have been on Patreon, but it's not on Patreon. And if y'all notice, how many of y'all notice there's been some damn good content put out on Patreon ever since YouTube demonetized me? If you notice that, type in 8 if y'all notice that. Because people need to know. Oh, Brother Steve, thank you, my brother. I got the coffee, man. Appreciate it. Oh, Brother Steve, Sister Wenda, man, done literally spoiled us, because that's the only coffee in the world I can literally drink. I'm trying to figure out a way I can take it with me, man. Hallelujah. Patreon has been on fire, and guess what? There's more to come. Because I'm telling you, man, we're getting back to the old paths, the old landmarks, and that's just it. That is just it. That's it. I'm going back to what I know what works. And will keep us close to y'all and keep that anointing on fire. I am. So I do appreciate each and every last one of you that contribute to the vacation fund. I really truly do. Usually by now, I've already done been on one and getting ready at the end of the month, getting ready to go on two. I haven't did anything yet. But the Most High, y'all, I'm telling you, man, he's done blessed me. I already have one son, and now I have two more sons. I have Iskaya, and he's already a ride within himself. I just love that little young man. I love him. And then I have Josiah. Man, I'll tell you, man, them sons, boy, love them. All right, so let me see what Teacher Shane said. He said something. Shabbat Shalom, beloved. I am Brother Steve, fellowship with Brother Bruno. He has a wonderful spirit, and Brother Erdem. Hallelujah. It was a blessing, fellowship with Brother Bruno. Received deliverance, glory to the King. Bless you, Brother Erdem, and all of y'all, man. Thank you, Teach. Glory to the King. Man, Brother Erdem. I like Brother Erdem. That's a smart man, man. Hallelujah. Man, I know y'all got it. Hallelujah. Israel, glory to the King. Pastors, elders, preachers, teachers, I was just saying, y'all didn't have to send the pictures, man. I believe y'all. Y'all tell it to me, I believe you. But, man, y'all better stay on it, damn it. Y'all better stay on it for real. Hallelujah. Damn, there's one more thing I wanted to go over here real quick. One more thing I wanted to say. Besides, thank y'all for contributing to the vacation fund. There's one more thing, man. If I can't remember it, I'll cover it over on Patreon again, but Patreon's been hot. It's been hot, man. And that's only because I'm trying my best to get us all on focus in the one, because we've gotten big in Straight Way. So I'm trying to make sure we stay in one heart, one soul, one mind, one spirit, and that's it. And to stick with what I know what works. And I know what works for a lot of Israelites more than anything. That's a spiritual foot up in our rear end, that's for sure. Because anytime somebody fears y'all, man, come on, man. Y'all know me by now. I'm with you. I'm one of these ride or die men, brother. That's all there is to it. Elder Kabir says, well, Pastor, you ain't going to never beat me. Not in this, man. I don't never quit. And I believe him, too. I believe the brother, man. When he came in hard, man. Y'all don't think that's kind of funny, though? How did, when we was in Christianity, we didn't check out everything. We just believed every damn thing and tried to make it work. As soon as the truth come to us, then all of a sudden we bring out a magnifying glass. We got to be scrutinized. We bring out all the so-called heavy Christian guns, only come to find out them number a bunch of pea shooters. They don't know nothing. Passover dates, man. Again, you can arrive at the land. Who is this, man? Y'all coming in late or what? On the 20th of March. Passover is Saturday night on the 23rd, which is the beginning of the 24th. Then we'll be all the way through the first fruits on the 31st. Then all of a sudden we come to the truth. We've been listening to these damn charlatans, the evil beasts, these lies all our damn life, trying to make it fit, trying to make it work. Then we meet a real true Israelite that's telling us the truth. All of a sudden, we got our eyebrows up in there and act like we can discern. First of all, understand this. If you was dumb in Christianity, you was dumb when you met the Israelite. It's just that now you're a little bit more keen because you're hinging on every word that is being quoted from the word. Then come to find out, y'all end up tasting of the same old bitter fruit and tree that we all have. Because with lovers of truth, we find out that we all in the same family, Yahshua, we're hated of all men. Did y'all know that Jesus was a revolutionary? Did y'all know that? I am glad to know each and every last one of you on this side of glory. That I am sure of. I don't know of no other better people in this world that I would rather have known in this lifetime than you Israelites. That's a fact. I love each and every last one of you. So Pastor Muir is going to be at the hood. He's going to be ministering the word on the Sabbath of January the 27th. Hallelujah. We'll make sure we try to do whatever we can to roll out our chicken coop carpet for Pastor Muir. Get everything ready. It's going to be a joy to be able to hear what Pastor got to say. Hallelujah. Israel, I want y'all to stay focused. Stay to the course. I really truly solicit y'all's sincere, heartfelt prayers. I really truly do. We here. We ain't going to stop. We're going to keep on fighting. And we're going to lay a hold of eternal life. I want everybody to take a good damn long look at themselves in the mirror. And see if you are a damn stage-playing hypocrite. If you all repent, turn from your damn wicked-ass way, wipe the snot from your damn nose, pull up your damn bootstraps, and then guess what? It's time to get into the fight. It's time to get into the mix. It's time for us to be sanctified in the name of Yahshua the HaMashiach. But Jesus Christ was revolutionary. You think about it. Told them damn scribes and Pharisees, I and my Father are one. What? Them Pharisees knew exactly what he was saying. How you being a man making yourself to be Yah? You out of your... Israel, we'll see y'all tomorrow morning, all right? I want y'all to be encouraged, okay? Thank y'all, each and every last one of you. Thank you again. Thank you for the vacation offerings. I appreciate it very much. I truly, truly do. Father knows I need to rest. I appreciate each and every last one of you for your prayers. I solicit them. My family solicit them. I truly do. I need it for my health and strength. I truly do. In the Most High, y'all. Don't forget, even though we're in a dead season, we know we are, and I didn't spend much time on spiritual warfare, we're still in it, binding and loosening, getting after that damn devil, because remember, we have to take the fight to him. We can't wait for him to take the fight to us. We take the fight to him. That's how it's got to be. Glory to the King. So I bless y'all, sweet person, and strong and victorious, and mighty overcoming name, our soon-coming King, Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat Shalom, Israel. See y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's my prayer. King's prayer. The King is coming.
Praise the comedy of your feet.